Welcome to the Nerds Domain podcast, where we explore the geeky side of life. This week, we're going to have a special episode exploring a topic. Welcome to the Nerds Domain.
Forget about your brain, you're in the Nerds Domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Nerds Domain podcast. I'm coming in loud and clear. Please tell me. Yes, I am. That's fantastic. We've got Shirley with us.
Hello.
Carl.
Hello.
From Indie PopCon. We're so excited about that. Indie PopCon and Carl both.
Can. Yeah, Indie PopCon.
What?
I'm going to make, somebody will make a logo of that Indie PopCon now. Yeah. Indie PopCon.
Why not?
Vegan logo.
John Quiet is coming back for hopefully triumphant, not Rob style.
No, it's a Rob style appearance here.
We've also got Phil Durham calling from...
Hello.
The exotic location. Where are you at, Phil?
Westford, Massachusetts.
Ooh, exciting, I guess. And then John Thompson from deep in the heart of Texas is joining us.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
And John Thompson and Carl, this is your first draft. We've gone over the rules a little bit. I'm going to explain it a little bit again just so our listeners at home know what's going on. We all have 100 Nerds Domain dollars that we will be spending on this particular game. The idea is to auction off each of the movies. I've got 35 in this list that I'm slowly getting to. As we auction those off, that whatever we buy them for will come out of our total, and then we'll get that for the rest of the year. And at the end of our process, which is going to be 4 weeks after April 20th, we will see who has the highest domestic gross out of all of their movies, and that person will win big things, mostly just a trophy and condolences for being a bigger nerd than the rest of us.
I think April 20th you actually have to refer to as 420.
That's true. 420. Last week, it'll be 4 weeks after 420, which makes it...
Which makes Super Troopers 2 make so much more sense why chose that date. Right. Think about it.
1, 2, 3. It will be May 18th will be our official end date on this. We need team names, which I should have done while we were trying to get everything else working. But I'm super really good at this. John Q, do you have a team name?
We're gonna be Team B Team.
B Team?
Yeah.
Okay. Team B Team?
Team B Team.
Okay, no, that's perfect. Shirley, do you have a team name or am I leaving it? Currently is I'm in the bath. I'll think of one later.
Sure. We'll leave it like that.
Perfect. Phil, we got you. No pain, no gain. I am seriously. Are we just going to ignore canon? Carl, do you have a team name?
I didn't. So we're just going to go with Team Poop Emoji.
Poop Emoji. That's solid. And then John Thompson, you are El Guapo's sweater.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So this is going to run from October through the end of April. We've got 35 movies, a little bit more than we normally would during summer. We are skipping, very importantly, very much, very important, skipping Star Wars because it's not fun. I mean, honestly, it just makes for a not fun draft.
We should make a Lando Calrissian rule like they use in Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, tell me about this rule.
So in Cards Against Humanity, you if you feel like you're not having enough fun, you pick random answers for the judge to pick from so that when the random pile of cards beats every other player in the game for the point, it's, you know, that much more insulting. So Star Wars is just the Lando Calrissian in our game. If Star Wars beats us all, then we just all lose.
I like that rule.
Yeah.
So Star Wars is its own
that
runs against us, kind of like playing against the computer.
Yes.
I got it. Okay. I can do this.
And if anybody loses to just Star Wars, you have to get up on the main stage at PopCon and get ridiculed.
I'm in.
Okay. Yeah.
That'll probably end up being me ridiculing myself.
That's right. Well, John may have to come up for tech from Texas, but that's just one more reason he should come to Indie PopCon, right, John?
Hey, sounds good to me.
See, he's all for it. All right, so we're gonna start off the summer with, or I'm sorry, the fall, not the wow, I'm wrong season. Sorry, guys. We're gonna start off the fall with a fantastic movie called Blade Runner 2049. It says, a young Blade Runner's discovery of a long-buried secret leads him on a quest to track down former Blade Runner Rick Deckard, who's been missing for 30 years. This is, of course, a sequel to a sci-fi classic with more versions than there are flavors at BW3. Starring Ryan Gosling, Robin Wright, and Dave Bautista, because he's a serious actor now. But I kind of like that because he's kind of great.
He
as
looked
Groot.
Good.
Or not
trailer.
Groot. As
Drax.
Thank you, Drax. Whoa. Good night. Look, muscle-bound guys, I get confused.
Bald-headed muscle-bound guys.
Yeah, right? Bald-headed muscle-bound
just,
guys.
Just gets y'all
you always get my
painted.
Name right.
But you wear a hat. It throws me off. So we'll start Blade Runner 2049 off at $5 Nerds Domain Dollars.
I'll do $5.
All right. John Thompson. Thompson has it for $5.
$6.
I'll go $7.
$8.
$10.
$10 Nerds Domain Dollars.
Whoa.
Carl's very excited about this movie. I can already tell. All right, we got it at 10. Does anybody else want to bid on that?
I'll go 11.
Okay. 11 going once.
13.
That's Battle of the Johns.
It's a lucky number.
Yeah, it is. Blade Runner. Yeah, I'll 14. 14.
All right. 14.
Can I bid 2049?
No, you cannot bid 2049, unfortunately.
20 Nerd Domain Dollars and 49 Nerd Domain Cents?
Yeah, no.
15.
Okay.
It is an R-rated movie.
Ooh, that's a good point. Carl's slapping down some knowledge. It is an R-rated movie, which changes its likelihood at the box office.
Domestic
box. Yeah, that's true.
That you
well,
threw,
it also
you
means
threw
it,
that wrinkle in on me earlier.
Well, but it also means that it could not play at all in China.
Right.
Which is, if we were playing worldwide, that could make a huge difference. So 15 going once.
16.
Okay. 16 going once. 16 going twice. 16 to Team B Team.
Woot.
I appreciate that none of the teams are a terrible, terrible tongue twister this year.
Thought about it, but decided.
It's not the Rural Squirrel.
Yeah.
Or the Rouge Rogue. I still can't do it. Next up, Johnny, you're going to be disappointed that you spent all your money already.
Yep. I'm out.
My Little Pony, the movie, A Dark Force Threatens Ponyville, and the Main Six. Is that really a thing? Main Six?
Yeah. No, there are tons of horse jokes. Yeah.
Yeah. The Main Six embark on an unforgettable journey beyond Equestria, where they meet new friends and exciting challenges on a quest to use the magic of magic of friendship to save their home. It's got a bunch of stars in it, but I don't know who actually is in the show normally. Do you know anybody
John DeLancey?
None of the voice actors came back for it.
None of them?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. They pulled in a bunch of big names.
Yeah, I saw some, but I'm really? Like, I don't doubt you, but yeah, I don't know enough about My Little Pony to be sure.
It surprised me.
Yeah, we've got Kristen Chenoweth and...
Emily Blunt, Liev Schreiber.
Yeah.
Michael Pena.
Yeah.
Wow, they did all right with people that have nothing to do with My Little Pony.
Right. So that's interesting.
Taye Diggs, even.
So we will start this off at $5 Nerds Domain Dollars.
$5.
All right, we got $5 bid.
Six.
Six Nerds Domain Dollars going to Team B Team. $6 going once.
Seven. Ooh, eight.
All right. $8 going to Poop Emoji.
Ten.
$10 going to Team B Team. $10 going once.
11.
There you go. $11 going to Poop Emoji. Team Poop Emoji. Poop jokes are the best. I maintain this. $11 going twice to Team Poop Emoji. $11 sold to Team Poop Emoji.
So I actually have to comment. In the original spreadsheet, My comment on this one is barf, comma, LOL.
Yeah.
Because I have absolutely no desire to watch this. But
and yet
get
it's
some good domestic gross.
Well, the thing is with children's movies
yeah.
and brony movies.
Bronies.
I no longer use that term. Thank you.
Oh, you're no longer a brony? You've left those hollowed that hollowed group?
Yeah, I don't use that label. I do still enjoy My Little Pony as a series, but I am not a brony.
But see, the bronies won't go see it if Tara Strong's not in it.
It's probably
it's
true.
A possibility.
Hasn't Tara Strong been here for something?
Yes.
Well, I think it was called Indie PopCon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Carl, while we're on Indie PopCon,
and John DeLancey,
why don't you tell all our listeners a little bit about Indie PopCon real quick?
Best convention in the land.
When is it this year?
June 8, 9, 10.
And that's going to be the Indiana Convention Center.
Correct.
Tickets aren't up for sale yet. But,
probably not till January.
But it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
We've already got the most popular Power Ranger signed.
Really?
Yep.
Jason Frank's going to be there.
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, we can't say. But it's going to be. But he loves his fans. I was very impressed with him when I saw him at another convention.
If that is the case of who you are speaking of, then yeah. He or she is very good with their fans.
Excellent. I love that. Okay. The next movie up is The Foreigner. A humble businessman with a buried past seeks justice when his daughter is killed in an act of terrorism. A cat and mouse conflict ensues with a government official whose past may hold clues to the killer's identities. This is starring Jackie Chan, and I stopped at that because it's Jackie Chan, and that's all we need to know to be excited. I believe this is a remake, and I could be very wrong.
But his nemesis is Pierce Brosnan, which does not hurt, if I remember
correctly.
It doesn't. Correctly. I'm now having to look.
So this is going to be a fantastic movie, hopefully. We've got
it. Yep, there it is, Pierce Brosnan.
We've got it opening up the same weekend as Marshall, which is going to be about Thurgood Marshall, which is going to be another movie for sure. But we'll go ahead and open that bidding up at five Nerds Domain dollars. I will bid $5.
Go six.
$6 to El Guapo's sweater. I will bid seven.
I'll go eight.
See if we can get Johnny to spend all his money before he gets out
right?
of October.
I might run on the idea that they'll be grossing money the longest, and maybe
yeah,
that'll
sure,
do it.
Sure.
It's a theory.
That's eight Nerds Domain dollars to Team B Team. I will bid 10.
10 on another R-rated movie.
I said whatever. I don't care.
Well, I got the first one, so he's still in the clear.
Yeah.
I went straight G. Yo, I'm guessing
it's probably PG.
No, it's PG.
It takes a lot to be G, or it takes
very little.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to have so little to be G.
I getcha.
I'm sure it's TVPG on the Netflix.
So 10 going to seriously. Are we just going to ignore canon? Going once. Going twice. Sold for $10. Nerds Domain dollars to seriously. Are we just going to ignore canon? You have not seen Discovery yet, have you?
No.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, are we just going to ignore canon?
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard there's problems, but...
You should listen to the Nerds Domain podcast, or the There Are Four Lights, where we talked about it, because it was fantastic.
I've thought about it a lot, actually.
There are four lights. Yep.
See, we should use that.
We should, then I have to re-record stuff and work at it, and I will,
you could
probably.
Just cut that out.
I will grab... Calm. Relax. Next up on our list is... Next up on our list is Marshall. This is it's about a young Thurgood Marshall, the first African-American Supreme Court justice as he battles through one of his career-defining roles. This is our first Chadwick Boseman movie. This one, he is, you know, a lawyer. The next one, he's a Panther. We'll open the bidding at five Nerds Domain dollars.
Yeah, $5.
Six
Nerds Domain dollars?
Yep.
Six Nerds Domain dollars going to... I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. It's a great team name.
No, I don't think so. I just couldn't come up with
it. It's not like we haven't changed names mid-draft before. You can always change your name during the draft. So six Nerds Domain dollars going to... I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. Going once. Going twice. Sold for $6 NERSDOMAIN to I'm in the bath, I'll think of it later. Congratulations, Shirley.
It's a good $6 million you just got in your bank.
Yep.
Next up, we've got Professor Marsden and the Wonder Women. It's the story of William Moulton Marsden, the polyamorous relationship between his wife and mistress, the creation of his beloved comic book character Wonder Woman, and the controversy the comic book generated in its earliest years. This is also coming up the same weekend as Marshall and The Foreigner. This should be an interesting weekend. Let's go ahead and open up the bidding at $5 NERSDOMAIN.
I'll give you 2.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Wow. So we're all really excited.
Five.
Okay, so we've got El Guapo's sweater at 5.
I'm surprised this is even getting a theatrical release.
Right, I know.
I mean, I it's a great subject, and I'm not, like, I don't want to poo-poo on it like that, but...
Is this even going to be wide release?
Yeah.
Really?
None of the movies on the list are not wide release.
I'm glad. Thank you for checking on that.
And I say that now. However, as we've learned in the past, things change. Like, oh, we'll just take that movie from the draft from last winter, and we'll put it in the middle of summer, and we'll call that The Dark Tower. They did that. It was on our last winter's draft.
I still need to see that one, too.
No, you don't.
Okay.
That's what I hear. No, you don't.
Okay.
They've done that to us a couple times now.
Yeah, G.I. Shirley was the first one with G.I. Joe.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The Rise of Cobra just disappeared.
I'm guessing somebody just won for $5.
Yeah, Team B Team going once, going twice. Or no, no I'm not no. Team B Team. El Guapo's sweater El going Guapo's once, sweater, going twice. It. Sold to El Guapo's sweater for $5 NERSDOMAIN. That's $5 you're never getting back.
That's the most critical More discussion likely. That movie will have.
I doubt it. I think there'll be
And I don't
podcast.
Even think we talked about it much.
I'm hoping Wonder Woman kind of generates some interest with the way it's been this last year. So.
That's fair.
Wonder Women.
Yeah, there's multiple.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Maybe they'll think it's a sequel. Yeah. Right. Maybe they'll convince it with Justice League.
All they got to do is slap Gal Gadot in that trailer for 3 seconds, right? And I bet that would right? happen.
Exactly.
I'm hopeful. Next up is a horror movie, The Snowman. Detective, actually, have you seen the trailer for this?
I have not.
It actually looks a little scary.
Yeah.
It's not because snowmen are killing people. I'm sorry?
It looks more thriller than horror.
That's true. It is more thriller than horror.
I want to say I've seen this movie before. It was called Jack Frost, and it's about a guy that died and became a snowman.
I think Val Kilmer was in that one, too.
He might have been, now that you mention it.
Detective Harry Hole investigates the disappearance of a woman whose pink scarf is found wrapped around an ominous-looking snowman. We'll open the bidding.
That's the thing. Did you pull that off the internet?
Or that's off of IMDb.
Yeah, I'm reading that very same description
IMDb
on the site.
Needs to get their crap together.
I mean, it's what's on the.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean,
they could have come up with something so much better than the trailer.
But it's an ominous looking snowman.
It's
How
ominous.
Often do you get those
no,
three words
there's
together?
No ominous looking snowman.
Actually, that's only two
there
words.
Are several in that trailer.
No, there's not.
Okay, so we're going to open the bidding at $5.
I'll go for $5. Oh, now that you're bidding on it.
The guy's name is Harry Hole.
Yeah. That's fair.
Lead,
that's the best part.
Harry Hole.
Oh, Jesus.
So somebody bid 5. Well, a bunch of people bid 5.
Uh-huh.
Do we have a bid of 6?
6.
So I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. Has it for 6.
Is Fassbender that big of a draw?
Yeah. People love Fassbender.
We'll see how well Assassin's Creed did?
Oh, no. That's right. I guess that's a good point. Or Alien Covenant.
I did not.
Yeah, that one actually did well, though.
It didn't do as well as it could. It should have.
Well,
I would know. I haven't seen it yet.
Ooh, a little bitter there.
Yeah.
I'll go 7.
So Team B Team has it for 7.
8.
I'll think of it later. I'm in the bath. It has it for 8.
9.
10.
I'll think of it later. I'm in the bath. Has it for 10. 10 going once. 10 going twice. 10 sold to I'll think of it later. I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. Whatever.
Wow.
Next up is Jigsaw. bodies are turning up around the city, each having met a unique, gruesome demise. As the investigation proceeds, evidence points to one man, John Kramer. But how could that be? The man knows Jigsaw has been dead for over a decade. Another Saw movie. That's great.
Somebody told me it was a prequel. I guess it's not.
No, it's So we'll open the bidding at five Nerds Domain dollars. Five. This comes out 4 days before Halloween.
I'll go five.
Of course it does. Yeah, 10.
Okay. We got Team B Team at 10. Outbidding poop emoji. I'm glad you're enjoying your team.
I'll do 11.
El Guapo Sweater bids 11. 11 going once. 11 going twice.
12. Why?
No, you're fine. Team B Team has it for 12.
That is exactly the way this game is played.
Right, I know. 12 going once. 12 going twice. 12 sold to Team B Team for B Team fan fun. I don't know. All right, moving on to the next movie is A Bad Mom's Christmas. Amy, Carla, and Kiki struggle to cope with their respective mother's visit for the holidays. The last movie was so great that they did it again. So, actually, wasn't that last year? Did they churn this movie out in less than a year?
Well, it's not like Kristen Bell and Mila Kunis is doing anything right now.
It's true.
Kristen Bell has a great television series on.
Really? We're going to call the
Good Place? I like it. It's fun.
Man. Wait a second.
So.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well,
Carl does not like A Good Place.
Agree to disagree, I guess.
I've not seen it. I can't say.
I think it's fun.
Well, okay.
It did get, it's just started again. So
yeah.
I'm outvoted by the network at least.
Yeah. Never mind. We won't get into that. So we're going to open the bidding at five Nerds Domain dollars for a bad one. Was that you, Phil?
Yes.
Okay. We've got it for five Nerds Domain dollars going to No Pain, No Gain. $5 to No Pain, No Gain. No, going once. Going twice. Sold for five Nerds Domain dollars to No Pain, No Gain.
It's going to be a runaway hit now.
The first one made $110 million.
Yeah. Phil is our researcher here. Like, he's really on top of it. So for John and Carl, hypothetically, and this is not the actual number, hypothetically, for every dollar, Nerds Domain dollar you spend, you should be making about $10 million. So hypothetically, Phil has just bought this movie for half of what it should make. Realistically, it doesn't really...
I'll give it 80.
Yeah.
Because it comes out with the next movie.
Yeah. So up next is a little-known movie called Thor Ragnarok. I'm not ever heard of this. Imprisoned, the mighty Thor finds himself in a lethal gladiatorial contest against the Hulk, his former ally. Thor must fight for survival and race against time to prevent the all-powerful Hela from destroying his home and the Asgardian civilization. I'm very
seriously Hela.
Yeah.
Like Hela good?
No, like Hela, the goddess of death.
Oh, okay.
Hela.
No. Okay,
can
maybe
they pronounce it that way.
I have no idea. I'm just
gonna say I
don't think it's called Hela.
Well, I mean, in the Marvel comics, she's just Hel, H-E-L.
That's
so,
true. That's true.
They're adding a syllable, so they're not cursing every 5 seconds.
I'm excited about Space Shenanigans. We're gonna open the bidding at 10 because I'm not joking around.
So you're just gonna up it to 10, huh?
Yeah, but 12. But I'm in the bath has already bid 12.
15.
20.
Wow. El Guapo Sweater. I will bid 25.
I don't think it's going to be that good.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a Marvel property, 26.
Hey, Phil, how well did Thor Dark World or whatever do?
I didn't bother to look.
Okay, fair enough.
I believe if I remember the chart I saw correctly, it did middling for the Marvel movies, but
so
the Avengers were like
it's way
out there.
Still in the 300s, right?
Yeah.
I'll do 27.
So tempted.
28.
I've already spent that much on two movies.
two not great movies.
Saw's gonna
see,
be
the problem. Justice League hits right at the wrong time for Thor.
Does it though?
It does.
It's because like, Thor's
even with its rep. I mean, Thor's got a
yeah,
solid,
but it's gonna,
if not
it's
great
the
rep.
Exact same audience, and it's
is
2 weeks.
Is
after.
It though? Because I am not at all excited about Justice League.
Well, it but it's okay. 9 out of 10 people, it's the same people.
I mean, I guess, but after, but the Justice League is coming off of 2 bad movies.
I'm trying to talk myself out of not
it's
bidding
actually,
the next number
but
up.
But it's Dark? Actually coming off a very successful movie.
So Dark
Wonder
World
Woman.
Gross.
Oh, that's
is
true.
$206 million. That was it.
What was it? What was
it? Oh, 206 for Dark World.
I'm glad that I got outbid now.
But Hulk's in this one.
That's true.
And I'm being serious.
And Space
Ruffalo's that big of a...
Guardians of the Galaxy are in it.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. It may not be very long, but they're in space. How are they going to, like... Space isn't
they
that
all
big.
Meet.
Well, I knew that the Collector
they,
was in there.
They all meet. I know that's... This is how... This is the movie where Guardians meet up with the Avengers.
Oh, jeez.
Almost positive.
I'm sure.
Because it's not
going to
be Black Panther.
At least in the stinger. I bet that's how they get rescued.
The Guardians?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Now he's going to come back home?
Yeah.
Well, they probably need his help.
Huh.
Their help. I meant their help.
Their help.
There's only, let's be honest, there's only one member of Guardians that we're concerned about. Groot.
Groot, hello.
Carl looks so sad. What was that? All right, so 28 going to El Guapo's sweater going once. 28 going twice. 28 sold to El Guapo's sweater.
I have high hopes.
No, you should be fine with that one.
It's not going to be, you know, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Oy.
Which still made a lot of money for being a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Next is Murder on the Orient Express. A lavish train ride unfolds into a stylish and suspenseful mystery. From the novel by Agatha Christie, Murder on the Orient Express tells of 13 stranded strangers and one man's race to solve the puzzle before the murderer strikes again. There are a ton of stars in this. Like
10.
10 to poop emoji.
12.
Just we're going to go ahead and open bidding, I guess. 12 to I'm in the bath. $12 to I'm in the bath.
My name.
To I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. I'm just, at the end of the night, it's just going to be bath. You're just going to be bath.
What was your bid?
12.
13.
$13 back to Team Poop Emoji. 15.
15
to Team B Team.
17.
17 to I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. 17 going once.
19.
Ooh. Team B Team outbidding you with 19 to Team B Team. Don't going once.
Can we do totals when you're done?
Sure, absolutely. I was going to, yeah, we can definitely do that. So 19 to Team B Team going twice. 19 to Team B Team sold for Team B Team. All right, so currently.
That's as good as it looks.
Seriously, are we going to ignore canon? That'd be me. Has 90 Nerds Domain dollars remaining. I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. Has 84. No Pain, No Gain has 95. Team B Team has 53. Team Poop Emoji has 89. And El Guapo's sweater has 67.
How many do I have? Sorry. Like
84. Would you like a pen and paper?
No.
Okay.
Where can I see that at?
It is on the tab Phil's super secret sheet that everybody can see.
Here's a napkin.
Carl hands me a napkin.
All right. Moving on. Next movie is The Justice League.
What's that one about?
Hold on. I got this.
So DC came out with this comic book series called The New 52. And now they've turned it into a movie.
Fueled by his restored faith in humanity and inspired by Superman's selfless act, Bruce Wayne enlists the help of his newfound ally, Diana Prince, to face an even greater enemy. Spoiler alert, Superman's in this. Surprise.
Really? He's in the Justice League?
Yeah. It was spoiled at Comic-Con. Did you not see that?
Well, why wouldn't he have been?
Right? Because he's dead. I mean, Superman
come back from the
dead. Yeah, I mean, who comes back from the dead, Carl? We're going to open the bidding at $5.
Six. Jason Momoa.
That's true.
It's Jason true. Momoa and Gal Gadot.
He's a really nice guy.
What else? Yeah.
Yeah,
they should just be in the movie together.
You know, we actually struggled on whether to bring Gal Gadot out to PopCon last year.
Gadot.
You should have. And you should have.
Well, yeah, in hindsight, but the What's reviews for it were horrible well, leading up to the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that's fair.
She was in, like, Fast and the Furious. Why yeah. was that a struggle?
Because she probably was not cheap.
She was definitely not cheap.
She's a classy lady.
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Seven to beat Team B Team? Are we really struggling on Justice League?
I'll do eight.
I'll do 10.
I just couldn't let it go for less than 10.
Right, no, that's fair. 10 going once?
11.
Oh, thank God.
Sorry. Ow, oh, my God.
11 going to El Guapo sweater.
That was bad microphone etiquette by Carl, oh. And he knows better.
Carl. Sorry, caught you off guard. I get it.
It did. It was like, thank God.
Move your issues off to the side of the road.
11 going once.
I bet nobody knows that.
I can't do that. I'll bid 13.
That is why they invented Levelator right there.
13 going once. 13 going twice.
14.
Okay. 14 to Poop Emoji. The classiest of all team names. 14 going once. 14 going twice. 14 sold to Poop Emoji.
If it doesn't make $140 million,
right.
Really goofed up.
Yeah, I just don't want that movie.
No, I know, but...
I mean, Wonder Woman was really good, but...
See, now the I've picked the two movies that I absolutely don't want to see.
up next is Pixar's Coco. Aspiring musician Miguel, voiced by Anthony Gonzalez. A newcomer, Anthony Gonzalez, teams up with his charming trickster, with charming trickster Hector, on an extraordinary journey through the land of the dead. This is a Pixar movie, obviously. Pixar movies make lots of money. We'll open the bidding at $5.
Seven.
That's good. That's good. But I like that they have to put Pixar's in the name of the movie. Otherwise, no one was going to go see it.
Well, but Pixar's Cars 3 also had Pixar's in the title of the movie. And it was Cars 3. I don't know if that's a fair assessment.
How did it do in the draft?
It was. I don't remember because it was
not great.
That important. Mm. It was over $100 million, but it wasn't a Pixar's... But after Cars 2 and Torture on screen, like... They had to do a lot to get
you bid
to
seven,
back. Yeah,
eight,
nine,
ten.
I did
12.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Phil. What'd you bid?
We passed you by. Too late.
John.
Oh,
we're up to 12. Is that the correct?
I don't know, John.
I've got 10 for somebody.
I'll do 11.
There you go.
Okay.
Fixed. No pain, no gain has it for 11.
12.
I'm in the bath, I'll think of it later, has it for 12.
13.
Poop Emoji for 13?
15.
15 for no pain, no gain.
17.
17 back to bath. 17 going once. 17 going twice.
18.
18 for Team Poop Emoji.
Sorry, it's a Pixar. It's gonna break 200 million.
Is it?
22.
22 for I'm in the bath, I'll think of it later. 22 going once. 22 going twice.
It's Thanksgiving weekend.
It is Thanksgiving weekend. That's a solid point. Sold to I'll think of it later, I'm in the bath. I'm in the bath, I'll think of it later. To Shirley for... 17 or 22 for 22. 22
yeah.
You did not get it for 17. You got it for 22.
You should say, like, that's what you said.
I'm really good at this part, guys.
I think we're going to regret that. I'm going to regret that because it's going to turn out to be the best movie ever or something.
It's Hispanic themed.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's going to hit an audience that doesn't usually go to the movies, which is the big variable.
I can see that. And the.
So, no, I think that's a great pickup. I think it'll do just fine for that $22.
The Book of the
bucks.
Dead, which studio did Book of the Dead last year?
I'm not even familiar with this movie.
Maybe I got the title wrong. It, yeah, there was a Hispanic theme.
Was that DreamWorks?
I think it was. It might have been DreamWorks.
It's about that, the box.
It looked like the Claymation. It looked like Paranorman and Coraline.
Oh, then that's not. Oh, what I'm thinking of.
You remember that one now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one actually was a pretty good results, if I remember correctly. And that's, I thought, I know it's got a sequel coming out, and I thought when I first saw this picture. Anyway, no, yeah, I don't know about this one, because it's Pixar, I'm hopeful, but I didn't get the movie, so I hope I don't regret passing on it.
Well, there's plenty of great movies left, like...
I can't wait for you to read the description of this
The
next
Shape
one.
Of Water. Have you watched the trailer for this one?
No. Because
I just watched it.
Amazing.
An otherworldly fairy tale.
Well, it's Guillermo del Toro, but... Okay,
another worldly fairy tale set against the backdrop of Cold War era America circa 1962 in the hidden high security government laboratory where she works. Lonely Elisa is trapped in a life of isolation. Elisa's life is changed forever when she and co-worker Zelda discover a secret classified experiment. I swear this is Abe Sapien. It looks like Abe Sapien. I want it to be Abe Sapien.
It's Doug Jones.
Yeah, Doug Jones is in it. Again.
It is Doug Jones.
I mean, but the water monster looks almost exactly like Abe Sapien. It could be Abe Sapien.
Right, it could be. It's like, I mean, I want it to be, but it's not going to be because
it's not British.
Well, that and the Hellboy 3 or whatever is the preboot or whatever it's going to be.
Did you say the preboot?
Preboot. Yeah,
okay, I'm fine with that. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
Yeah. That's still in the works right now. So Mike Mignola did not sign off
Five
on this
bucks.
Film.
Like,
anxious.
I don't think Carl likes our banter.
I think Carl, you got to get home. Do you? Is it getting late?
This is fun.
Obviously we're opening the bid at $5 and Team Poop Emoji has already bid that.
Eight. Wow.
It's saying that Team Poop Emoji can't hold on just long enough for us to get there. That's some.
It's a breach of etiquette. Breach of etiquette.
Did you say 10?
10.
I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. $10.
There's a character named Zelda.
Right.
Right.
Played by Olivia Spencer, who played, or Octavia Spencer, who was in that movie about IBM.
Yep.
That's so awesome.
It did really well last December.
Yeah, the one that won a bunch of Oscars.
About numbers. What is that?
What?
It's not.
Hidden figures. Something like that.
Yes.
No, it's in figures. It's totally right.
See?
It was about NASA, wasn't it?
Yeah.
IBM, NASA, same thing.
Yeah, no, it's not. Like
they were working on IBM computers.
Okay, that may be true because I think IBM was the only computer company.
Around that time.
It's very, very possible. All right. So we've got it $10 to I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later.
12.
12 to Team B Team. 12 going once. 12 going twice. 12 sold to Team B Team.
That's going to die a quick death to Star Wars the week after.
Well, luckily,
I don't know.
Star Wars isn't.
That's true, but it will still affect its numbers.
Well, yeah, it'll affect its numbers, but I think it's going to be fine.
Up next, launching the same day as Star Wars, because that's a great idea, Ferdinand. After Ferdinand, a bull with a big heart is mistaken for a dangerous beast. He is captured and torn from his home. Determined to return to his family, he rallies a misfit team on the ultimate adventure.
$1.
This is an animated movie right before Christmas. I will bid 7.
8.
9.
10.
12.
13.
13 going to I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. 13 going once.
Ferdinand is voiced by John Cena. I mean, did you notice that?
Why do you think I bid it at 12? it's John. This is not John Cena's only movie this draft
it's
either.
Not? Oh,
no,
man.
John Cena is breaking into the acting thing. I don't know why.
Do I get this movie or not?
13 going once. 13 going twice. 13 so surely doesn't stab me is sold. To Team I'm in the Bath, I'll think of it later for 13 Nerds Domain dollars. That's Ferdinand.
Welcome to the jungle.
Up next is Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Four teenagers discover an old video game console and are literally drawn into the game's jungle setting, becoming the adult avatars they choose.
10, because The Rock is playing a female character.
That is incorrect. Jack Black is playing a female character.
Dang it.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, 10. That's even better.
It's the role Jack Black was meant to play, a 16-year-old girl. I mean, it's
fair enough.
Perfect for him.
Yes. So we've got an opening bid from Poop Emoji at $10. $10.
Also Christmas movie.
Yeah, this is true. This and the next two movies are going to be Christmas movies.
Also, just 1 week after Star Wars.
That's also true. Having already seen Star Wars twice, I will probably want to see something else and go see Jumanji.
Only twice?
In the first week.
Yeah, I mean, it's been only a week, Carl.
That's fair.
I only watched Rogue One like twice that first week and then bought it and watched it four more times.
I read an article, since we're at Star Wars, when we're not bidding on Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's the longest Star Wars ever made, and the article spun it as a bad thing. I'm like, are you kidding me? Give me long Star Wars.
I heard you like Star Wars, so I put more Star Wars in your Star Wars. Like, how is this? Right. Like, no.
Would you like some sugar on your Frosted Flakes?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, there is a point where my bladder can't take it.
Some of the Hobbits got a little long.
Oh, the extended versions, absolutely.
Oh, no, the Hobbits were long. Theoretical.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Like, the Lord of the Rings ones, I think, were fine as theatrical, but even better as extended. Not so much the Hobbit.
When you can pause it and get up and go to the bathroom, movie length doesn't.
That's fair.
But in the theater, I don't know if I like the super long movies, because like, I don't want to get up and walk away from Star Wars to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I'll do it during a kid's movie, but you know, Star Wars, no. So,
well, so back to Jumanji.
I don't even remember where we're at.
Somebody has bid
$10.
Okay, well, that's still me. All right.
Carl, I'm going to bid 12.
13.
14.
It's worth 15. I'll bid 15.
17
to I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. Going once. 17 20. Going. 17 outbid by $20 for Team B Team. Team B Team for $20 going once.
Sweating over here.
Going twice. Sold to Team B Team for 20 Nerds Domain dollars.
I need to start spending money.
Right?
We're halfway through.
Yeah. Almost. We are about halfway through. That's great. All right. Also releasing the same day, Pitch Perfect 3. Following their win at the World Champions, the now separated Bellas reunite for one last singing competition, unless this movie does well, and then they'll do another one. At an overseas USO tour, but face a group who uses both instruments and voices. Carl, would you like to open the bidding on this?
I like the note in here.
Is that your note, Carl?
Oh, no, but it's a good note because the first one did 184 and the second one only 65. So yeah. I'll put in a 3 vote on that one.
Phil's a fantastic researcher.
Yeah, I like that.
4.
Okay. I will bid 5.
Going after the High School Musical crowd on Christmas.
Yep. It's Christmas. They got to see something. And then when they don't want to see Star Wars because they've already seen it and they think that Jumanji is stupid, they'll go see this.
It is a good point. 6. I cannot argue that logic.
$6 to I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later.
I'll go 7.
Carl's got it for 7. I'm sorry. Poop Emoji has it for 7.
It's synonymous.
When I see Carl, I think poop emoji. 7 going once. 7 going twice. $7 sold to Team Poop Emoji for $7. All right. Up next is The Greatest Showman. Inspired by the imagination of P.T. Barnum, The Greatest Showman is an original musical, original musical that celebrates the birth of show business and tells of a visionary who rose from nothing to create a spectacle that became a worldwide sensation. I kept trying to say spectacular, too, and it's not the word.
Spectacle.
Yeah.
So did the Tom Hanks movie about Walt Disney do well?
I don't know, but it made me cry.
You said Tom Hanks, and I saw Tom Cruise, and I'm like, Tom Cruise was never in a movie.
No, Tom Cruise was not in a movie
about Walt Disney. It did moderately well, but it was clearly an Oscar try.
Yeah.
And not necessarily, they weren't pushing for big things.
Yeah, it just felt, I mean, this one feels like it's in the same vein. They're just trying to revisionist history.
Sure.
A little bit.
It looked enjoyable, I guess.
Yeah, not to me.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. We'll open the bidding at $5.
Five.
I'll go 7. It's got Hugh Jackman.
9.
I mean, that's a selling point, but
I'm just saying it's worth at least 7 because it has Hugh Jackman.
Maybe.
But I think I'll think of it later. I'm in the bath. Thinks it's worth 9. 9 going once. 9 going twice. 9 sold to I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later.
That's probably a good buy.
Since we're at the end of the year, I'll go ahead and do a quick update. Seriously, are we going to ignore canon? Is it still at $90? I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. Is it 40? No pain, no gain. Is it still at 95? Phil holding on to his nerves and dollars to buy all those signatures.
That's the blind man.
Team B team has $21. Team poop emoji has 68. And El Guapo's sweater is 67. John, you're still there, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Just wanted to make sure I didn't lose you. I can see Phil updating. I just can't hear you. So it's just wanted to make sure we didn't lose you. That would have been awkward.
For the record, Matt.
Yeah.
Since you've talked me up so nicely, now I see people on this sheet like checking out my notes column. Doing my research.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be Carl and Shirley. I'm almost positive. All right. Sorry.
Yes, Carl is the anonymous elephant.
That makes... Oh, no, you're an actual person.
I would make an elephant noise right now, but I can't think of one.
Like that.
Okay, good enough. Yeah. Thank you.
Up next is Insidious Chapter 4, because we saw the first three. Somebody saw the first three.
We did.
I don't know.
Five.
$5. Is that Phil over there asking for $5?
Since it's number 4, yeah. We don't need to read about it.
Right. So, whoa, what happened there? There we go. Holy cow, I'm lost. So, No Pain, No Gain has it for $5.
$6.
El Guapo's sweater has it for $6. It's a horror movie in January, guys. It's going to do great. 6 going once. 6 going twice. 6 sold to El Guapo's sweater. Sorry, John, I'm not mocking you. I'm mocking the movie.
Oh, no, feel free.
For all the people that can't handle the Greatest Showman and walk out on the musical, they'll sneak into Insidious.
Right, because, yeah.
Thanks, Carl.
But then they didn't pay.
Thanks.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't count on any of these that I didn't pick, it's okay.
We always have to wonder when we go to the drive-in and see two movies how that figures into the draft, and I just feel better because they don't get the
five
full credit.
5 goes to one, 5 goes to the other.
Well, but there's 8 movies.
Oh.
So it's like $1.25 goes to each.
Interesting.
So, up next, The Commuter. A businessman is caught up in a criminal conspiracy during his daily commute home. It's Liam Neeson, and he just wants to get to work, guys.
Jesus. Oh, it's a Liam Neeson movie.
No.
Opening the fitting at $5.
How did the last taking go?
Well, she was taken, and he has a specific set of skills. He didn't have a lot of money.
This one, all we know is he's a businessman commuting.
Yep.
3.
I'll
do 5. Oh, somebody did go 5.
Yeah, we've got No Pain, No Gain at $5 Nerds Domain dollars. 5 going once. 5 going twice.
6.
$6 to poop emoji. $6 going once. $6 going twice. $6 sold to poop emoji. Up next, we've got Proud Mary. I'm going to butcher this, and I apologize. Taraji P. Henson is Mary, a hit woman working for an organized crime family in Boston whose life is complicated, completely turned around when she meets a young boy whose path she crosses when a professional hit goes bad. Something something empire something something. I don't remember. There was a note. I take it Taraji P. Henson is in Empire.
On Empire.
I'm asking.
On Empire.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Excellent.
I like Empire about as much as I like The Good Place.
Ouch, man!
Have you watched The Empire?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This opens the same weekend as The Commuter, but looks way more fun. We'll open the bidding at $5. I will bid $5.
If you're hating on Liam Neeson, you better watch out with those skills he's got.
He could drive a car.
Looks like Danny Glover's going to be in that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
Danny Glover's in it?
In Proud Mary?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
And that guy from That Thing.
The guy from That Thing?
Yeah.
Or That Thing?
No, no, no. From
Neil McDonald.
No, I was thinking of the guy from Sons of Anarchy who played August Marks.
Charles? Oh, no.
But he's in it, so I'm excited about that. $5 going once. $5.
Six.
Oh. $6 to No Pain, No Gain. $6 going once. $6 going twice. You want to bid, Team B Team?
No, we're good.
$6 sold to No Pain, No Gain for $6.
There's some pain for me.
Right? Well, there's some more pain coming up. At least you didn't bid on that. It's not this movie, though. Up next is Cloverfield movie. After a scientific experiment aboard the space station involving a particle accelerator has unexpected results. I'm sorry, what?
What happened to Maze Runner?
Oh, yeah, hey, look at that. Maze Runner, the death cure. Sorry, guys. I don't know why I skipped it. Young hero Thomas embarks on a mission to find a cure to a deadly disease known as the Flare. Opening the bidding at $5, and I will bid $5. It's the last movie in the Maze Runner trilogy. I think it's a trilogy. I hope it's a trilogy. If it's not, I'm out.
It's a trilogy this far.
It's a book, though. A book series.
Right, it's a book trilogy, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Five.
I already bid five. Would six. You, okay. Poop emoji for six.
Seven.
Who is he? Who almost died?
Dylan, the guy that's the star of this movie, almost died.
Oh, really?
Like for real life?
One, yeah.
Did he get the flare?
Making this movie, no. He got thrown off of a car at full speed or something like that. And they had to do complete facial reconstruction an entire year. That's why this movie got delayed so much since the last one.
Oh.
And that's why he wasn't in Teen Wolf this entire season, pretty much.
I forgot there was a TV show called Teen Wolf.
Yeah, it's actually really good. Just had its series finale. It was really good. Wow. But they did so well that he's back to almost looking exactly like what he looked like before.
Wow.
Which, considering the extent of his injuries, is pretty impressive.
All right. So $6 was to Team No Pain, No Gain. Is that correct?
No, I didn't bid on that.
$6 to El Guapo's sweater?
Yeah, be me.
There we go. No. Somebody on Skype. I knew it was. $6 to El Guapo's sweater.
I'll go seven.
Seven to poop emoji. Seven going once.
Eight.
$8 to El Guapo sweater. Eight going once. Eight going twice. $8 sold to El Guapo sweater. Now we're going to talk about the Cloverfield movie. After a scientific experiment aboard the space station involving a particle accelerator has unexpected results, the astronauts find themselves isolated. Following their horrible discovery, the space station crew must fight for survival. This is the third in the Cloverfield movies. I'll open the bidding at $5.
Who's directing this?
How did the second one do?
I don't know, but it was a good movie.
I'll bid $5.
You'll buy... No Pain, No Gain has it for $5 Nerds Domain dollars. I will bid $7. $7 Nerds Domain dollars.
At least this
Who's directing?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. That's.
Do you mean I have to click on the link in front of me?
It's J.J. Abrams.
It is not J.J. Abrams. Don't you say that. I don't.
Lens flares.
Do we need any
it's
more
in
lens flares?
Because
it's in freaking Discovery.
Somebody is trying to.
It's being directed by Julius Ona.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
But that answered that whether I'm right going to give you a number or not.
He's known for...
Pulled up on you.
I am unfamiliar with any of these movies. Oh, that's because the producer. Hold on. I am unfamiliar with any of these movies. He's done a bunch of shorts.
Yeah, nah.
I'm good with my seven. Would anyone else like to bid?
Eight.
You'll go eight? No Pain, No Gain has it for $8. $8 going once. $8 going twice. $8 sold to No Pain, No Gain. Up next is 50 Shades Freed, the third installment of the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy. That's all I've got. I'll open the bidding at $1.
Why did they feel they needed to do three?
Because they were contracted to do three.
I'll take it for $1.
I'll go four.
It's like he just said $1.
Did he?
Five.
Five for no pain, no gain.
The third movie in the series.
It's true.
Is that supposed to make it better?
Poop emoji.
It does tend to make the box office go up a little bit.
Seven to no pain, no gain.
I like how I'm picking all the movies that I hate.
Sometimes you have to go with movies you don't want to see.
Yeah.
But that's okay because it's seven currently with no pain, no gain.
I'm banking that there are a lot of people that don't have taste.
Or have different taste, perhaps. For our listeners at home that decide that they would like to watch 50 Shades Free. It's not that you don't have taste. It's that your taste is different than ours.
What
Twilight
are we on?
Fan fiction?
Yes, fan fiction.
Are we on seven?
Seven. No pain, no gain has it for seven.
I'll go eight.
$8 to poop emoji.
Poop. I will do nine.
$9 to no pain, no gain. $9 going once. $9 going twice. $9 sold to no pain, no gain. Phil, how much did the last movie make?
115.
Over 100.
115.
The first two both did over 100.
Oh, okay. All right. That's not the worst bit or worst guess. Right. Up next is Peter Rabbit. It's a feature adaptation of Beatrix Potter's classic tale of a rebellious rabbit trying to sneak into a farmer's vegetable garden. The last movie I watched with rabbits was Watership Down. I hope this is going to be just like that. No?
Wow, not from the preview that I saw, no.
No, nothing's but like Watership again. Down. Nothing. Wars about Vietnam are not like Watership Down.
Yeah.
I'll open the bidding at $5. I will bid $5. $5 going once.
With the cast, I'm going to go $6.
All right. Let's see. Look at that. $6 to El Guapo's sweater. The cast such as, Margot Robbie.
Daisy Ridley.
Daisy Ridley. Yeah, that looks
James
like.
James Corden, yeah.
She's busy. Daisy Ridley is busy. This is the third movie she's in.
If I remember correctly, when I looked at the IMDb page, it just has her listed as a voice.
Yeah, yeah. $6 going to El Guapo's sweater. Going once, $6 going twice, $6 sold to El Guapo's sweater.
Oh.
Up next is a movie about panthers.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the title, dude.
Black Panther. T'Challa, after the death of his father, king of Wakanda, returns home to the isolated, technologically advanced African nation to succeed to the throne and take his rightful place as king. This is our second Chadwick Boseman movie. This time he's a superhero and not a lawyer.
15.
I will open the bidding at 15.
21.
25. Damn. Is that all you have, John?
This is
20.
You guys are saving 20, your money out.
21 is my max.
I want to see some fisticuffs.
20.
That would get me anywhere.
25 currently to, seriously, are we just going to ignore canon?
I mean, if I start punching him, do the Nerd Domain dollars fall out so I can pick him up?
You have to actually pick me up on my ankles and shake me upside down.
I think I could do that.
Matt, is your team name based on Star Trek Discovery?
It absolutely is.
Excellent.
I'm not angry at all.
Excellent.
Every time we watch this show.
So 25 going once.
26.
Oh, El Guapo's sweater for 26.
Ooh.
I'll bid 28.
How much money do I get left?
That's a good question. It looks like currently you have 47 left.
I'll go 30.
Whoa.
I'll do 35.
Whoa. Who's got 90?
350 million.
Matt has 90 left. That's why Matt's bidding 35.
Oh.
Sometimes with tent poles, you have to bid more than what they're going to make because it's a tent pole and you need that money.
Oh, no. If he's got $90 left, more power to him.
Well, that's me. I've got $90 left. I've bid on one movie and gotten it.
36.
36 to El Guapo sweater. I'll do 37. Going once. 37 going twice. 37 sold to... Seriously, are we just going to ignore Canon? Up next, we have Annihilation. A biologist signs up for a dangerous secret expedition where the laws of nature don't apply. From the writer and director of Ex Machina, which I heard was good, and it's based on a best-selling novel. It's got Natalie Portman in it as the biologist. She doesn't have a name in the IMDb, and I'm wondering.
If you haven't seen Ex Machina, it is brilliant.
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that was Emily Clark.
Yeah, that's Amelia? My kind of horror movie.
I'm not sure, but yeah.
All right, so that's going to open up the week after Black Panther, and we're going to open the bidding up at $5 Nerds Domain dollars.
Five.
$5 to I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. $5.
Six.
Six seven. To Team B Team. Nope, that's seven. $7 going once. $7 going twice. $7 sold. To I'm in the bath, I'll think of it later.
Poe Dameron's in that.
Yep.
I was like, I've not heard of who's this actor, Poe Dameron? What movies has Poe Dameron been in? Oh, right. Good night.
The first movie I saw him in was
Star Wars, because he's only been in Star Wars.
No, that's not true at
that
all.
That is not true.
There's only
The character Poe Dameron.
Oh, yes. Okay. You got missed there. Yeah.
What go ahead. That, I don't know.
That chick's name. She was a Greek philosopher poet, and before Christianity just started taking over, and it was in Alexandria, where the Library of Alexandria is. What's that city?
Alexandria. I'm not being facetious.
Yeah. God, what is her name? Anyway, he was in there, and he was a bad guy.
Okay, so up next is game night. A group of friends who meet regularly for a game night find themselves trying to solve a murder mystery. It's got people in it that are important.
This is kind of like the Orient Express.
There is one person in it.
There's two people in it. Actually, there's several people in it.
Are you counting Kyle Chandler?
Rachel McAdams.
That's somebody.
Jason Bateman.
That's somebody.
That's two.
Couldn't even tell you what Rachel McAdams has ever been in.
Really?
Click on her picture.
How about Superman?
Yeah, like I saw that.
She was also in Notebook.
Yeah. Sherlock Holmes. Mean Girls. She played yeah. Irene Adler in the
Oh, she's in Mean Girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the last good thing she did.
That's not true.
Doctor Strange.
She was in Doctor Strange.
She was the female doctor in Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
An unimportant character.
An unimportant character, yes. Oh, but
she brings him back to life.
Oh. Yeah,
whoop-de-doo, Basil.
If she wasn't there,
she was in Wedding Crashers.
That was a fun movie.
I don't get to use that one. That was a fun movie.
She was in The Hot Chick. I don't think I saw The Hot Chick.
I don't even care about that movie.
And Perfect Pie.
Okay, what are we bidding?
We're going to open bidding at $5.
$5.
I'm sorry, you said seven?
Five.
John's got it at five currently.
Six.
There you go. No Pain, No Gain has it at six.
Seven.
Is it because eight. It's Rachel McAdams?
No, it's because it's a murder mystery.
No Pain, No Gain is at eight.
Like I said, it's like the Orient Express.
No Pain currently has it at eight. I'll bid nine. I like Jason Bateman.
Good for you. I do too. Ugh. Ozarks was amazing.
Hitchcock was
Arrested
amazing.
Development.
Well, that too. But Ozark was the most recent project I'm aware of.
True. $9 to seriously, are we going to ignore Canon? Going once?
We could just ignore you and give it to the last person a bit.
Going twice?
I'll so?
Okay. I guess not. No Pain, No Gain has it for 10. 10 going once.
I wish people could see our facial expressions.
10 going twice.
That's why you gotta get a video camera.
10 sold for two. No pain, no gain. Next up, we've got A Wrinkle in Time. After the disappearance of her scientist father, three peculiar beings send Meg, her brother, and her friend to space in order to find him. It's based on a book that is fantastic, and Oprah's in it, so you know there's that. I'll open the bidding at $5.
Five.
Seven.
10? I will bid 10.
11.
I'll bid 12. Huh.
15.
Oh. Oh. El Guapo.
21.
22.
Dang it. Now you gotta pay 22 for it.
22.
My favorite book of all time.
It is a really good book.
22 going once.
And every previous version of them trying to make it a theatric release is stunk.
I liked the cartoon.
22
Ooh,
going
never
twice.
I've never heard of a cartoon of it.
Or no, I'm thinking of Phantom Tollbooth. I'm sorry. That's a different thing.
It is.
20. You had me. I was about ready to go home right now to see if I could find the cartoon.
Like, that was my bad. I cross synapses there.
22 sold to me.
Seriously, we're gonna ignore canon. Got it for 22.
Yeah.
How much money you have left?
Excellent.
Now?
We should go down how much money we have left.
That's a good point. Currently, seriously, are we just going to ignore canon? Has 31 Nerds Domain dollars. I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. Has 33. You have 33.
I got it.
Did you write it down?
This minis.
No Pain, No Gain has 62.
I can't even do that.
Team B Team has 21. Team Poop Emoji has 62.
Whoa.
And El Guapo's sweater has 47. Up next is Tomb Raider. Lara Croft, the fiercely independent daughter of a missing adventurer, must push herself beyond her limits when she finds herself on the island where her father disappeared. And from the preview that we saw, they did not digitally enhance her boobs. So
did
we're already
do
better
that
than
with Angelina Jolie.
Yes, they did.
I mean, I know they did it on the poster.
Right?
No, it's
film?
Through the movie. Yes.
Wow.
Right?
I'd never watched it. So wow.
So what?
They did what to who?
Angelina Jolie was the last Tomb Raider.
Yeah, sure.
They digitally enhanced her breasts during the movie.
You're kidding?
Nope.
No.
Digitally?
Yeah.
Isn't
that
ridiculous?
Would have been so much cheaper.
It was
just
a waste
stuff
of effort.
Yeah,
well, no, because she gets half naked, because of course, it's Lara Croft.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's been a while since I saw those movies.
You're
I mean,
not
they
missing
They
much.
Make padded bras.
The cradle
like,
of life.
Right?
So, we'll open the bidding at $5.
Five.
I'll go six on that.
Seven.
21.
What?
I almost got a spit take from Matt. He almost killed his iPad.
21 is what Johnny has left, and he would like to spend all of that is what I'm betting that is.
That's
fine.
Good.
21 going once.
I mean, I'm not going to give Black Panther. That's just...
Especially since
already
it's
happened.
Already...
God, my brain. What did I... X-Men. That's the one I
Yeah, that's
There's
fair.
There's another Marvel movie coming out.
21 going twice.
Jesus, where am I at?
21 sold to... Team B Team.
Sweet. Packing it up.
Up next is Pacific Rim Uprising.
You can't leave until the end.
Watch me.
Follow up to Guillermo del Toro's Pacific Rim from 2013. That's the whole synopsis, guys. This looks great.
Does it need more?
I mean, it really does. The trailer has no plot.
$5.
None whatsoever.
There was no plot in the first one.
Yes, there was. It was just really weak.
$5.
I know. I heard you.
$5.
Five.
Acknowledge the bid.
Seven.
I'm just John Boyega is in it.
That's true.
And he's not playing a young version of
That's true.
Idris Elba.
That's true.
It does he get to be in a big robot?
Yes. I mean
there you go.
And that's the plot.
Right.
Right.
I mean, honestly, do you need more?
So who has it eight for $8?
I said seven.
Seven.
I yeah,
okay, seven. I thought you said eight.
I did just now. Eight.
Oh.
So eight to
ten
to Shirley. I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later.
11.
Ten. Oh, ten, 11 to El Guapo's sweater.
12.
12 back to Shirley. 12 going once. 12 going twice. $12 sold to I'm in the bath. I'll think of it later. Just as a reminder, we have 5 movies left and lots of money on the board. Ready Player One. When the creator of a virtual reality world called The Oasis dies, he releases a video in which he challenges all Oasis users to find his Easter egg, which will give the finder his fortune. Wade Watts finds the first clue and starts a race for the egg.
Isn't that the plot to One Piece?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with One Piece.
What is One Piece?
It's an anime about pirates looking for a treasure.
I will open the bidding at $5.
Five.
I really enjoyed the book.
Oh my gosh. Who said what?
El Guapo Sweater has it for $5. Phil really enjoyed the book. Shirley also bid $5, but after El Guapo Sweater.
$10.
I will bid $31.
For real?
Yeah.
Jerk.
You cannot. Oh, no, you can't.
No, I can't.
$32.
Oh, I hate you both.
32 to El Guapo's Sweater. I'm out. So Phil is the only one that can outbid him.
That's not.
Oh, true. No, I'm sorry. Carl, would you like to bid more than 32?
Let me look at the remaining of the list here.
32 going once.
We got X-Men, The New Mutants.
Yep.
Overboard. Rampage.
Based upon the video game.
With the three giant, the werewolf, the Godzilla thing, and the King Kong thing.
Yeah.
And then last one, Super Troopers 2.
And what's it at?
32. 33 to Team Poop Emoji.
35
to El Guapo's Sweater. The cat would like to say that this is going to be a great movie.
It is.
35 going once. 35 going twice.
But it's at the end of the time frame.
Most movies take about 4 weeks to make what they're going to make, and everything after that is just trickle in.
That's true.
So 35 sold to El Guapo's Sweater.
I can't believe you guys did that to this movie.
First trailer, it looked like it had no plot, but I know it's based on a book, so
I have read that. Yeah, yet. I mean, I need to read the book because I've heard so many things of how good the book is.
I'd say it's pretty, but so was Valerian and the City of 1,000 Suns, which I enjoyed, and it did crap.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was a marketing problem because I barely knew it was coming out.
That's true.
That's not good.
I wanted to see it, and I still haven't seen it.
Busy during that time.
It came out at the wrong time, popcorn-wise, but that's not true for the rest of the planet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So up next, we have a movie about mutants. X-Men, The New Mutants. Five.
Remember X-Men?
X-Men.
What is this, X-Men?
I'm not familiar with this. No, not at all. 5 young mutants just discovering their abilities while held in a secret facility against their will fight to escape their past sins and save themselves. We'll open the bidding at $5 doll hairs.
62.
All right. So Phil has that one at 62. I was going to go look and see. Oh, so we get Wolfsbane, Magic, Cannonball, Sunspot, and Mirage. Really?
I mean, that's the classic.
That's a solid team. And Dr. Cecilia Reyes.
I am so going to lose this competition now.
Force Fields.
It's a much later character from like 95, 96.
I'd say later than that, but yeah.
All right, up next.
So who are all the people with money left?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Who won X-Men?
Phil bid 62, which was all he had left.
And I can't outbid that, so.
Because Carl had 62.
Good move, Phil.
So, seriously, are we just going to ignore Cannon has 31? I'm in the bath, I'll think of it later, has 21. No Pain, No Gain has 0. Team B Team has 0. Team Poop Emoji has 62. And El Guapo's Sweater has 12. All right, so. Now it becomes a question of what movie Carl wants. Overboard.
Not that one.
A spoiled, wealthy yacht owner is thrown overboard and becomes the target of revenge from his mistreated employees. A remake of the 1987 comedy. I'll open the bidding at $5. I'll listen to the crickets.
I mean, I'd bid $5 for it, but I ain't got it.
This does star Anna Faris, Eva Longoria, John Hannon. Yeah, there's people in it.
Yeah.
What up? $5.
There you go. $5 to El Guapo's sweater. Going once. Going twice. $5 sold to El Guapo's sweater. Up next is Rampage, based on the 1980s classic video game featuring apes and monsters destroying cities. Why are apes not monsters? What?
Because apes aren't monsters, they're animals. Apes aren't monsters, they're animals.
We'll open the bidding at $5.
31.
21.
Oh, you are a jerk. Oh, you suck. What 31 did he, sold did he just, to Carl.
Oh. Wow. Baller move there, Carl.
Oh, that means...
Super Troopers 2. When a border dispute arises between U.S. and Canada, the Super Troopers are tasked with establishing a highway patrol in a disputed area. I bid 31!
You didn't open the bidding yet.
I opened the bidding. Bid 31.
30.
I saw what you were doing there, Carl. I saw that. I saw what you were doing.
You saw how the math worked there?
Yeah, yeah. That could have gotten ugly. So I'll call that 31 for Super Trooper 2 for... seriously, are we just going to ignore canon?
So you just outbid everybody on that?
Yeah, well,
I can't
Carl,
bid 32. I have 31.
Carl right. has exactly 31. I have 31. Shirley has 21, and El Guapo Sweater has 7.
Mm. So yeah, I'm not sure about.
You guys should be a coin flip.
I think so too.
How about we split? How about we split the domestic?
In the past, I've not allowed that to happen.
If it comes, how about if it comes down to it, we could.
I think if the players agree that it should be able
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you won it fair and square because I made you laugh at Rampage. But if it comes down to Super That's, Troopers.
See, I have actually.
Because that movie's going to be hilarious well, if people remember
I think
the original.
But the thing about Super Troopers is it was crowdfunded, and the people who funded it get a ticket to go see the movie.
Oh,
so
no.
I don't know if anyone's going to pay to go see it.
I will.
Interesting.
I
yeah.
did not crowdfund that.
No, but people did.
It was so yeah.
It was like it was like $3 million crowdfunded, and yeah. it only has a budget of like 20.
It'll come down to marketing
Merry
on
Christmas,
that one.
Matt.
It's not worth $310 million. I know that.
No, it's definitely not. But my other movies were nothing and also nothing.
What?
I had A Wrinkle in Time, which is good. Oh, I forgot I had Black Panther. Okay, I feel way better. I have a feeling I'm going to get beat by Star Wars, and I will be on the main stage being ridiculed.
Well, me too now.
Yeah. All right, so... we're going to filter this real quick so we can talk about who got what. How come Phil Hallam is not letting me filter?
Because
Phil's
there it goes.
Controlled.
Got it. Fixed it.
Just do A to Z.
You know what? Don't judge me. All right. So El Guapo's sweater has Professor Marsden and the Wonder Women, Thor Ragnarok, Insidious Chapter 4, The Maze Runner, The Death Cure, Peter Rabbit, Ready Player One, and Overboard.
Wow. That's a good list.
I'm in the Bath, I'll Think of It Later has Marshall, The Snowman, Pixar's Coco, Ferdinand, The Greatest Showman, Annihilation, and Pacific Rim Uprising. That's two kids' movies. That's dangerous.
Yeah, the Pixar is a good anchor.
It really is.
Ferdinand might be good, too, because we watched the trailer for that, and I actually kind of want to see it.
I mean, but
well, now you can.
It's coming out against something.
Well, yes, that's true. That's true.
Because that's $6 to you.
Yeah, yeah. But she's gonna go see it, and I kind of have to go
because
I like seeing movies with her.
Wasn't Ferdinand opening up against something?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
No pain, no gain.
Yeah, that's
1750.
Has
that movie's gonna make
Bad Moms Christmas, Proud Mary, Cloverfield movie, 50 Shades Freed, Game Night, and X-Men, The New Mutants. Seriously, Are We Going to Ignore Canon? Has The Foreigner, Black Panther, A Wrinkle in Time, and Barely Super Troopers 2. Team B-Team has Blade Runner 2049, Jigsaw, Murder on the Orient Express, The Shape of Water, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, and Tomb Raider. And Team Poop Emoji has My Little Pony, Justice League, Pitch Perfect 3, The Commuter, and Rampage. That is a myriad of movies, Carl.
And I don't want to see any of them.
Really? You don't want to see Rampage?
Nope.
Wow.
I didn't even enjoy the video game.
Kick him out. Kick him out. Why did we invite him?
Because we really do like Carl.
No, I don't.
Carl's connected in ways that. Carl
but I guess if
people.
They market it with a dinosaur or something.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't even watch the trailer because I knew what the video game
was. Is the trailer out?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the trailer there were
available.
Some movies that were not like.
Is it a kids movie? Is it a PG?
No.
It's probably a PG-13.
Oh, that's fine. That's kids, still kids. That's 7-year-olds go to PG-13s. I don't care.
Well, so we've got until May 18th. We'll be going through this. We'll announce the winner. Just so for our listeners at home, the last movie draft, since it ended a couple weeks ago, George stomped us and destroyed our happiness and joy. I'm going to pull that up real quick. Maybe I'm going to pull that up real quick. I don't remember what it said.
Wow. I just pulled up.
Do a search for it.
Yeah, there it is. Go ahead, John.
I just pulled up New Mutants. Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones is playing.
Well, that's
Rand Sinclair.
Awesome. Because then she and what's her name? Sansa can be teamed up.
Right,
because
she's Jean Grey. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't roll your eyes. Don't roll your eyes, Carl. So looking at last year or looking at the summer, International Texas Playboy Champions Winners Club. That was George. Came in first with $720 million and some change.
Jeez Louise.
Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again, that was me, came in second with $627 million. In third place was International Twitter Princess Winos Club. That was also Rob. Rob only had one team, but there was some typing errors. He had $523 million. In fourth place was Glutens for Punishment. That was $479 million. Fifth place was Rural Squirrel for $447 million. And in last place was Please Last Like Rob. That was Shirley at $397 million.
So what was the total for the winner?
$720 million.
Man, that's pretty good.
Well, and he had, let me George see if I can pull up what he had. He had a solid grouping, but he also came from behind. He had The Mummy, which wasn't great. Pixar's Cars 3. But then he had Spider-Man Homecoming, Dunkirk, which were the two.
Yep.
Like Dunkirk was sleeping that first week and then exploded.
Yep.
Had I gotten Dunkirk instead of Valerian, which I kind of wish I had, I would have beat him. So that was the difference. It's very sad.
Do I at least get to turn my 31 bucks into 31?
I'll give you 31 signatures.
Okay.
At any PopCon.
Okay, you have to buy them.
Yeah, no, they're all mine.
He can have mine for a couple bucks.
Sweet. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Johnny and I will sign a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. So I guess come to Indie PopCon, where this might be important, and we might wrap this up and talk about it and discuss the winter draft and how it went. Since Carl will be there, I'll be there.
Show.
John might be forced to come, at least for that podcast.
A gun in my head. No.
Yeah.
I'd love to be there. It's a timing issue is all.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll maybe fly John up from deep in the heart of Texas. I promised him I'd do that. I actually threatened
him. All good. I'll be there.
See? John will be here. That's exciting. And Phil will maybe be there. But Phil doesn't like cons because I smell.
People.
Yeah, probably people.
Smell people.
All right.
That's a set.
Yep. All right.
Going back to the fourth sense.
I think that will wrap us up tonight on the Nerds Domain podcast.
Be a parody.
I do have an exit that I'm going to play now. It's just as a reminder to our normal people. We will talk to you guys all real soon. And that will do us tonight on the Nerds Domain podcast. Remember, you can email us at nerdsdomain@gmail.com. Or find us on Facebook and Twitter at facebook.com/nerdsdomain and twitter.com/nerdsdomain. You can also check out our site at nerdsdom.com. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter while you're there. You can head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. We want to thank Josh Shop for the music. And don't forget to support us at patreon.com/nerdsdomain or check out our t-shirts over at tpublic.com/users/nerdsdomain. Have a great night.